Questions, please.
Mike, how good do you feel about getting David back for Sunday?
David Bakhtiari, today is Friday. It's our stay day. So obviously we'll go through today. Tomorrow he's projected to do some work, so I'll have a better answer tomorrow.
What happened to Demarius, Mike?
Just tightened up, just being precautious. You know, obviously where we are, and not only the season but in the week. You know, Thursday, I think any time you have anything with one of your players on Thursday, you gotta be cautious.
Anything new with Sam?
Nope, I really don't have anything to report. With Sam was in the training room, and nothing's changed.
You expect that he'll not travel with you, Mike?
I can't answer that right now.
Did he? I don't know what you can say about it, but I mean, did he take a step back, or did you guys take a step back and hope that he would take that last step or two forward? I guess what I know is he practiced last week.
I think when you're talking about a concussion, I mean, it's obviously different than other injuries. So you don't just get the 70, 80, 90%. I mean, every one of these is different. You know, every player is different. So until he comes through the protocol, I mean, it's just where we are.
You've mentioned Lacy and Starks as three down backs for most of the season, but down the stretch, you kind of lead at least a bit more toward John Cooner. What was the thinking there?
Well, it's more scheme. I mean, it's more game plan. Just certain things that are available. Anytime you're in and out of personnel groups, there's obviously a reason for it. It has nothing to do with Eddie or James.
He's playing more this year. He obviously played a lot more on the stretch for you last year. What is there about December football than John Kuhn that seems to?
John Kuhn's an excellent football player, and there's things that just come off of the personnel groups that he's involved in. So it's just really about rotating through concepts and trying to attack the defense schematically.
Hey, Mike, what do you think about the season that BJ's had after obviously missing off last year, being able to start 15 games for you? And I know he had the groin, obviously, but withstanding the rigors of the year.
I mean, any time a player goes through 16 games, I think it's obviously a huge threshold for all your players, and especially when you're coming off an injury like BJ had last year. So I think he's had a very good year, and we're definitely going to need him. And really all our big guys have played very well Sunday.
Mike, the feeling that goes with the playoffs, the urgency, the sudden-death factor, can it flip a switch for a team?
Well, I mean, it's playoff football. I mean, we're going about our business like we normally do, but obviously the urgency is of playoff urgency. The fact of the matter, we all understand what these games mean. We're excited about our opportunity. The weather report looks to be pretty good. The wind's going to be up, but those are the things we're focused on. We're not trying to flip some switch we're focused on doing the things we do very well and make sure we don't make the big mistake.
Well, you obviously have had a successful offense here. You guys know what you're doing. When there's certain areas of it that don't perform like we're used to seeing, are there things that you go back to from previous years that you try to get to, or is each season so specific that you have to say, this is what we got to do with this football team that maybe we couldn't do with teams in the past that have been successful at certain
things? Not only is each season so specific, each time of year is so specific, and it's as specific as what this week in front of you looks like. So I'm not thinking about what's gone on in the past at all. I understand it. Why we keep having to answer these questions, but you improve regardless. Even if you're playing at a high level, you're still trying to improve. It's all about getting better and being prepared for the next contest. So we're just focused on the things that we feel we do very well and how they apply to attacking Washington's defense.
You've been so good with the giveaways throughout your tenure here. So what do you make of these last three games where that hasn't been the case? Is that a big concern?
Well, I'll talk to the team about it. Obviously, you can't win football games the way we've with our giveaways the last 3 weeks. It's clearly an anomaly if you're looking for a statistical reference, particularly on the way we have played here over 10 years and just the way we train. So everybody understands the importance of taking care of the football. So every time we touch it in a return game, every time we touch it offensively, we got to make sure we maximize our our opportunities with each series.
I know you drill it all the time, but is there a stronger focus because of these last three games in Washington's propensity to take it away?
Definitely. I mean, we've acknowledged Washington. We showed their takeaways to the offense, so that they're very good at taking the football away. Very opportunistic, not only taking them away, but when they take it away. You see it repeatedly in third downs. You see it in the red zone. So the situational takeaways for their defense has been impressive on video.